Drought has had a major impact on crops and forage production this year, with the recent USDA Small Grains Report documenting the losses for wheat in South Dakota. Winter wheat was the first major crop to be harvested, with yields down 20 bushels an acre from last year, averaging 38 bushels per acre. On the spring wheat side, 130,000 acres were abandoned, with yields averaging 29 bushels on harvested acres, down 24 bushels from 2020, reports South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Reed Christofferson.
It just struggled from the very beginning. We went into dry conditions. We had some late frost that just really occurred at the wrong time. We had spring wheat that never got a good start, and then spring wheat that just unfortunately succumbed to the very hot and the very dry conditions.
But as summer began to fade, rains returned to many areas and market prices were strong, reigniting interest in seeding winter wheat in the state. In addition, Christofferson believes the drought's impact on row crops emphasizes the value of rotational diversity, resulting in some anecdotal growth in winter wheat seeding this fall.
And it's been fun to watch on the social media platforms, video of basically the seeder following the combine as some of these soybean fields are being taken out. And so there is a real focus upon that.
South Dakota's crop insurance deadline for winter wheat planting is October 15th, so the window for seeding is quickly closing. As autumn's paintbrush splashes golds and browns across the landscape, Christofferson says coming across a brilliant green field of winter wheat is a sign of nature's promise and optimism for the next growing season. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.